Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Not too shabby. Got some interesting things happening at work. I might be getting bumped soon. Yay!
Wait, good bump or...
No, bad bump.
Back to seconds?
I don't know yet. I put in for a shift... Not a shift preference. I bid on a job that will, in theory, should keep me on first for a while, but we'll see. By the time this comes out...
You'll know.
I'll definitely know. So... It's
shitty they keep doing that to you.
Well, I mean, I understand I'm low man on the seniority board.
Yeah,
it sucks. It's the business. Look, I'm also just happy that we still have three shifts running.
Yeah.
Versus, I think, a couple of the other GM plants around us have cut to two shifts.
Ooh.
Because of coronavirus. So
yeah.
And lack of manpower. We're not there yet. We're getting there. We're low on manpower on, like, second shift, so they're calling over almost every day. So I'm happy to be where I'm at.
Yeah.
So, we just got done playing some D&D, finally.
Yeah, first time in 4 months.
Gosh, man. I sucked today.
Dude, everybody sucked
we
today.
We did. We had to get the rust off.
Yeah.
It'd been a bit.
All your dice felt neglected.
Yeah, they did. Yes. They did. But hey, we're done with that, and we already got the next one set up, so hopefully...
We can keep going.
Hopefully it'll be better. So today we are going back to Swamp Thing. Yeah,
the sophisticated suspense of Swamp Thing.
Or, you know.
That's what it says.
Sure. Or just Swamp Thing. Or Saga of the Swamp Thing.
That's
depending
true.
Which one you want to go with.
So many choices.
A lot of choices. Anyway. Yeah, so we're reading the fourth book of the Alan Moore collection.
Correct.
Issues 43 through 50. They were written in 1985 and 86 and distributed by DC Comics. The writer obviously is Alan Moore, and we have a ton of artists on this one. Art was done by Stephen Bissett, John Tuttleben, Stan Woke.
Watch. I don't know.
How do you say the name? W-O-C-H. Rick Veitch. Alfredo Alcala. Sure. Ron Randall and Tom Mandrake. Colors by Tatiana Wood and letters by John Costanza. So, we start out this first issue. And, I mean, it's... Swamp Thing is just walking through. And if you recall in... I don't remember exactly what issue. I want to say like 34 or 5. Whenever him and Abigail consummated their relationship.
When she ate the psychedelics.
Exactly. He had that fruit grow on him. And yeah. She gave it to him.
No, he gave it to her.
That's right. Sorry. And
then she ate it and she had like the
best trip ever.
Yeah. And well, you know, they had that like whole like, you know, metaphysical bonding.
Mm-hmm. So basically he's walking through the swamp. And one of those fruits that's growing on him just falls off because it's what they do. Well, this hippie's wandering through the swamp, and it's a hippie. It's a goddamn hippie, man.
All right, it's a long-haired gentleman and a... he's a hippie.
His name's Chester. Come on. That's a very hippie-ish name.
That's not true.
Yeah, it can be. It is now because...
All right.
He's also... Every time you see him, he's singing some song.
Yeah, but what is it?
Like, he sings different songs.
Oh, is it?
So yeah, it's not all the same song.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so he picks it up, and he goes back home. And apparently, but I mean, I call him a hippie, but I think he's some sort of botanist as well. He's got some botanist books.
Hey, look, hippies grew weed. That makes him a botanist.
Well, exactly. Like, they know things. And then, but he's trying to figure out exactly what it is. But while he is, like, dissecting it and looking at it... we've got his friend Dave shows up, and Dave is in kind of a rough patch. His wife, what's her name? Sandy. is not doing so good. Actually, the doctors gave her like hours to live.
Yeah.
And Dave is just kind of coming to him because Chester is known to have some
medicinal plants.
Thank you. Plants.
Municipal plants, you know, they
whatever. So he's basically asking Chester if he has anything that could just kind of help dull her pain, just kind of put her at ease. And as he's talking, Chester's like, look, I've been off. I'm trying to get myself clean. It's been a while since I've had anything. There's nothing in my system. There's nothing here. And he looks over to the plant that he got from Swamp Thing. Well, that he got found in the swamp.
Yeah. Swamp Thing's fruit.
Yeah. Again, he doesn't know what it is. It's just something he found in the swamp. He's like, look, I've got this thing. I'm not really entirely sure what it is. But here, you can have a piece of it free of charge. I don't know if it'll help. I don't know if it'll hurt. I mean, it can't hurt. She's dying. So. Yeah,
exactly.
So he's like, here, just take it. See what you can do. So he leaves, and Chester's just like, kind of not like down, but kind of like.
He's just kind of sitting there. He's, you know, like.
Contemplating.
Yeah. Probably a little sad because his buddy's wife's dying, you know. And
Then he hears a knock on the door. And this. What's the best term for this guy? Guido pops to mind, but that's really derogatory. Douchebag will work.
Milo.
He comes to Chester's door and he's looking for a score.
But he just walks into the place and starts trashing things.
Yeah.
Like he goes to sit on his desk or table or whatever and knocks everything else off the side of it.
Because Milo's a jerk.
Yeah.
Oh, especially when he sees the two pieces left of this plant, and he's like, "Look, what is it? Is it some kind of drug? I'll buy it here. $5. $10. You know, I'll give you $15 for it." And Chester's like,
"See, that just goes to show you kids that drugs were a lot cheaper back in the day."
Well, I mean, Chester didn't really know what he had, so.
Yeah, but still, if you think about it, this guy doesn't know what it is either.
True. Very true.
So, like, this could be something that's worth a lot of money.
It could be.
But at the same time, it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah. The shitty thing is Milo's like, you know, I'll owe it to you. I don't have the money right now, but I'm going to take the biggest piece that's left. And Chester's like, oh, it's me. What are you talking about, Milo? Oh, I'm good for it. Just next time I see you.
Yeah.
Fucking douchebag.
Son of a bitch, actually, is what he calls him.
Yeah, very. So we jump back.
Oh, well, you forgot to mention that this Milo douchebag is also like, whatever happened to that girl that you were seeing?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, well, we split up. And he's like, well, if you ever see her, send her my way. Ha, ha, ha.
He's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Don't worry. Pretty sure nothing bad's going to happen to him.
Of course not.
Uh-huh. We jump back to Dave and Sandy, and Dave hands her the piece of the
swamp
fruit.
Thing.
And,
we'll call it Swamp Thing semen. It's his seed.
Okay. And she takes a bite of it. Well, at the same time, Milo's at the bar and he has already consumed, I'm pretty sure, down the whole thing.
Probably.
Same time that Sandy's having a reaction, he's having a reaction. The problem is they're having exact opposite reactions. Like, she is in a state of bliss.
She turns into this basically being of light, like in her mind, and she gets up out of her sick bed that she's been in for a while, I would assume, based on what Steve was saying.
Dave.
Yeah.
He had said that she wanted to be home, like she'd been in the hospital for some time, but if she was going to die, she wanted to die in her own bed.
Basically, she gets like almost a euphoric sense of the life around her and how it all interacts. And like she gets this beautiful trip.
Yep.
Basically.
Versus Milo, who is, I think he felt like he was burning alive and then he gets thrown out of the bar.
He literally went through Swamp Thing's death.
Yep.
Well,
Alec Holland's death. Yeah. Because as soon as he gets thrown out, he looks in the puddle of water and he sees himself. Is it in like a very more deformed version of Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
He says, I feel them crawling under me, like, or growing on me.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? The fact that they both ate the same fruit and had different reactions
says it's probably a state of mind thing.
Correct. Where everything is blissful and Sandy is seeing the life in everything. Milo is being tortured, and ironically, everybody he sees is some old Swamp Thing villains, antagonists is probably the best term.
Is that supposed to be Frankenstein right there?
So, well, one would be Frankenstein's monster, but I'm pretty sure that was that and the little robot thing. I'm pretty sure was before Alan Moore's run.
Gotcha. I recognize the queen of the vampires
people and the monkey king.
Yeah.
Well, then we get some more later on too. So Dave and Sandy are out in the grass making love. I mean, I think when she kissed him while they were still in the house,
some of the
he got some sort of essence of what was going on.
A little bit of Swamp Thing seed in his mouth.
A little bit, something like that. And then Milo is just seeing the world as just
everything horrible, and death and hatred,
and again, while Dave and Sandy are having this wonderful moment, and she kind of slips away at peace, Milo is running in traffic and gets run over by a vehicle that's being driven by Anton Arcane, which is pretty awesome.
I thought that was pretty funny too.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not,
but that's what he's seeing.
The bystanders, geez, the poor guy. Is he? Yup, he's dropped off the twig. Who the fuck says that?
Apparently people in the 80s, I guess.
Apparently.
Alan Moore says things like that, okay?
That, yes. Yes, he does. Now, to see that, I believe. Him and his British background. So I believe it's next day or the day after. I'm not entirely sure. But Dave is back at Chester's. And he's explaining to him, you know, that Sandy died. And Chester's all apologetic.
I'm sorry, man. He's like, no, don't be sorry. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, it was the most beautiful thing that she'd ever experienced in her life. This seed thing.
Yeah, like it. She was so in tune with everything, and everything was just so wonderful for her. Like you gave her some great moments in her final moments of life. And Chester's like, oh, okay, interesting. Well, on the flip side of that, right as soon as Dave leaves, this other guy, I can't remember his name, some dumbass, Milo's friend, who was at the bar with him when he got thrown out, comes up to Chester's like, hey, you're the one that sold Milo that crap drug, and now he's dead, and he was saying he was on fire, and all this stuff, and Chester's like, well, that's interesting, because this person, I wonder if it's a state of mind, like you had said, and the kid's just like, I mean, I call him a kid, but fucking dope head. He's just like, yeah, whatever, man, as he pockets a paperweight, yin-yang paperweight. And he's like, do you have any more? With his, like, stupid-ass grin. Chester, rightfully so, just throws him out. But then he's looking at the remainder of the plant, and he's like, okay, so this brings out either the good or bad in you, whatever one is prevailing. Should I take a bite of it? Should I try it? And you know, what will happen to me then? Because he was saying how when he was his last couple days with Suzanne.
Whatever.
Like, they had kind of left on bad terms. He had kind of, you know, gone off on her.
He was bitter. He was angry, you know.
So it's like, would that come out in me now, or would I have a blissful experience? And he's about ready to take a bite, but then he second guesses it. That's probably a good thing, too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was a bad guy. He seemed like a nice,
no, but it's all
like, pretty cool guy.
Going on in your head, though, is what, you know, would exactly be the deciding factor. And
well, probably not just the head, but the heart, too.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, that's the end of our first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.